My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to make set decisions for Mondays so you can free up mental space for more important matters. I'm taking today's tip from Kendra Adachi's new book, The Lazy Genius Way. In it, she shares strategies for running households and life more effectively. She writes in the book that Mondays used to be pretty rough for her, which I think we can all sympathize with. But then she hit upon the idea of making a decision once and running with that decision again and again. She made one decision about her outfits and meal choices for Mondays and began each week wearing and eating the same thing as she did the week before. With that decision about her Monday outfit and her Monday meals made, she could save her energy for other things. I think this is a great idea. I'm sure you've stumbled out of bed Monday mornings and stood in front of the closet deciding what to wear. If you know the answer is black pants and a certain nice shirt, then you no longer have to think about this question. If you know the answer to what's for dinner is pasta, because it is every Monday, you don't have to devote brain power to pondering this when you could be figuring out how to serve a new client. Now, of course, you can decide once on stuff for any day, but there is a particular genius, perhaps a lazy genius, to doing this for Monday. Many people start the week in a discombobulated state. They didn't go to bed on time the night before, and so they're tired. They know there is a big pile of work waiting for them, but they don't know exactly what's in the pile. And so it is easy to feel fried. And that's too bad, because we tend to have more energy for anything at the start of it. Tackle a big project Monday morning, and the week will be amazing. To tackle that big project, though, you have to conserve your energy. And here's where the Monday choices come into play. It's only one day of the week. Wear whatever you feel like on Tuesday. But having a Monday morning uniform means that Monday can be more awesome. So today, think about what sort of decisions could help you navigate Monday. Maybe it's your breakfast choices. Maybe it's what you wear or what you dress your little kids in. Maybe it's what you listen to. Maybe it's what workout you do. Maybe it's who you call first from work. Maybe it's what you watch in the evening. In any case, decide once for Mondays, and then you don't have to decide again. You can use your saved energy for whatever you like. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.